know, so the idea of the foundation Maison Frison Horta is to connect East and West in its glorious form, because back in time there was so much rich exchange through the Silk Route, through art and crafts that happened. Today it's sort of dispersed with time. I would love to connect those dots. And there's so much to be inspired from the past and have sort of a continuation of the storytelling. That's the whole idea of bringing different musicians and craftsmen and writers and music and contemporary art. There's endless subjects that one can touch with East and West. And India for me is the cradle of civilization. You know, I mean, I'm Indian, but every time I go India, I understand less and less and less, because it's an ocean. Every time you dive, you discover species and things that you didn't know. And so inspiration is definitely very, very strong. The only thing is now to have a very strong programmation. And also the idea is to have also strong mecène, because at the moment I'm doing it all by myself. So I hope with the foundation companies. So it's interesting under CSR, corporate social responsibility. And then you're bringing, you know, culture in the heart of the city of Brussels. How fantastic is that? You're bringing color, you're bringing diversity, you're bringing smell and odors coming from Far East. So I think the idea clicks to everybody. It's a story of Horta and Art Nouveau. And what I love about this house is a connection with India, which I find it omnipresent. That's what seduced me to buy it. And I would like to convey the story to the world, because it's an important story. I find it extremely beautiful. It has the 360 degree of art de vivre, a whole lifestyle to it. It's not just architecture, but it's objects, it's furniture, art of table. I mean, it's the more I learn, the more I discover. And I think it's a beautiful story yet to be discovered by the world. And that is the base of the foundation, is to create that platform. When I did the acquisition, I didn't know about Horta. And now, I mean, the more I learn, I'm flabbergasted about all the things he did. He even designed costumes for his wife. So I mean, he was a genie. He was a scientist. He saw world most beautifully, that somehow I think we need to go back and rethink and rebuild in our everyday life. Well, A.R. Rahman, my generation, you know, I'm a huge fan. He comes from Chennai, from south of India, and he's one of the greatest music composer. And my idea is to bring him to Brussels and to do a concert with Monet, Beaux-Arts, because he has got the frequency and the chord and the symphony of connecting East and West in the most beautiful form. So my next project is to create a foire every year. That means, like, every year we will do the theme. Would be, one year it would be gastronomy, one year it would be textiles, one year it would be architecture, one year it's just design, fashion, and really connect Belgium with India. So our next project is on Nagaland, Art Primitive, and it's northeast of India. People don't know about it. The tribe of India, even we Indians, we don't know, especially the Seven Sisters in the northeast region. And my nanny, she comes from Nagaland. So it's in her honor I do this exposition, Naga. And it's with textiles, it's with jewelry, photographs, artifacts that come from that region. So people see many different facets of India. It's not just one or the other. That's what is rich about India, that every 100 kilometers, the language changes, clothing changes, food changes. So that's the diversity is our richness. And I hope that in Belgium, we begin to also appreciate that our diversity is our richness. It brings us together and not apart. Even the furniture in the house is all from the Art Nouveau period. You have Paul Anka, Bowie, you have Henri Van Nouvel, Horta. So, you know, to live with all these old objects, it's very contemporary and modern. So in a way, he was so futuristic.
And he was a genius with light.
Absolutely. And the light and the depth and the colors, how he used. What is exceptional in this house is it's livable. I have my daughter who's 4 years old. She runs around, she plays. The house is like a concerto. You know, it's organic, it's moving. And when people see that, they're very surprised, because they don't expect that.